Next item was change of zone number 1678, Byram Farm LLC.
This gentleman, probably, I would like to make a motion to defer on this, but an impression that I walked away with, kind of a showstopper, was when the applicant could not state how this was compatible with the goals of the comprehensive plan, Mr. Robertson, is kind of a linchpin of something that we need for a finding of fact for a change of zone, I believe.
Certainly, you know, the comp plan is something that needs to be considered, you know, whether it's self-evident or part of the record one way or another, it needs to be the basis for a decision.
We had no exhibit book, thanks to Mr. Abbott's efforts. I'd asked him if he'd get us this aerial, which shows some things that, as I say, were the results of the staff and not the applicant making his case. But I would like to defer for further consideration, but if anyone wants to say anything prior to that motion.
Well, I commend you, Mr. Smith, on trying to create a record for the applicant earlier.
But I did not want to coach.
No, you didn't want to coach.
Can't
but coach. I think despite your best efforts, it's not our commission's responsibility to create the record for the applicant. And while, as he stated, he was spanked the last time he was here, I would have hoped that he would have been better prepared for the second go-around. And more importantly, I'm concerned about doing a change of zone to commercial in an area where it's not immediately adjacent to, albeit the area may be trending towards that way. I don't think that it's appropriate for this commission to be doing some spot zoning like that without some substantial justification, and I don't find that here. So.
I don't know, Mike. You know, I think sometimes things are self-evident. Self-employed individuals don't always have the means or wherewithal to hire all those three-piece suits, and we get a little spoiled, I think. We get these four-inch binders with all the technical merits of data, which is expected in large projects with multi-million dollar investments, but for a small entrepreneur that's been in business for 25 years, may not be just up to speed with that. So I don't know. I think in this particular instance, the applicant, just by being there for 25 years and having children in the business and having a record, clean record in the county of operating a clean business, you know, could be enough to establish the self-evidence that he is already C1.
Just for clarification, because I was on the commission with the other one, I believe the 25 years is 2 or 3 miles away on Dickerson Road, and the right, and the CU site beside this on the aerial was the subject of a conditional use application as he left and as he stated that he outgrew the Dickerson Road site. So that one is relatively new.
Well, but it's pertinent in this respect in that, you know, the comp plan calls for businesses that are there to service residential uses and community uses. And he's established that, you know, he's done that for 25 years, and just relocating a few miles away may not be that significant, is what I'm pointing out. So, you know, I don't know that that our expectations of what we normally get out of a multi-million dollar project necessarily need to be the bar that we measure this application with.
Right. Point well taken, and that's why I'd like to defer to get some feedback from Mr. Robertson.
And if I might respond, I don't think you have to have a multi-million dollar project to have an exhibit booklet, albeit how small, but I think it's incumbent upon all the applicants, whether it's a multi-million dollar project or a shed in the backyard, that they have to substantiate why there should be a change of zone. I certainly wouldn't have had any, I would have less reservations about a conditional use, which was extending that business. That I'm certainly all for helping the small business man in Sussex County to expand their business, but I think the commission has to be careful in how we do the change of zone, because things change, businesses turn over, and we wind up with a commercially zoned property that opens it up for all kinds of uses far beyond what is imagined today. So that's why I think the conditional use works well for this commission and for this county. And had it been a CU, that would be a different story, at least from my perspective.
Especially when he had the conditional use right next door.
Especially when he went through that process. It's not like he's brand new to that process. And
one of the difficulties you hear, you never hear it from a bank, but you hear it from all the applicants, that if it's a conditional use, they have a little problem with lending, and if it's a change of zone, then they have a quick chance of, the bank would have a chance to convey, get the property conveyed if they had to, rather than conditional use. And he did make reference to a rezoning across the road, and the only thing I see on our map, without going back and researching a little bit, but a conditional use, 1005 right across the road, and I'm assuming that may be the boat facility. Without looking, I don't know. And it's noted right across the street from the site. He did say there was a commercial rezoning across from the site. So we can look that up and verify what that is.
Mr. Burton, did you wish to weigh in on the?
No, that was my question, that he did mention that there was a CU across the street. There was a change of zone across the street. It is.
I think a lot of the discussion speaks to an issue that maybe we can talk about another day, and that is to what extent is the department, is the county obligated to make people aware of what we expect to hear from them? And maybe it's maybe there's no expectation that we should be telling them anything, but I agree with the comments about the plight of the small business person. However, we have to have a record, and we have to have a record that is an emotion that's based on a motion that is based on that and is defensible against a challenge. I'm not saying that it can't be done in this circumstance. I think it's going to take a little more inference than what we're used to doing, and that's going to be the challenge, I think. So this one
for the Board of Adjustment, we have a little questionnaire that goes, because the board's got specific references to uniqueness and compatibility and things like that.
Well,
we could do the same thing for change of zone, but we can't do it all.
I understand that, you absolutely cannot do it all. I understand that. I often recall the words of Thomas Jefferson, who said that the law should be written so as to be easily understood by the common man. Now, I ask you, okay?
No, should, wait a second. Said the lawyer.
That's right. And I will tell you that's hard to do, because there are so many nuances to the law and so many things that have to be accommodated. But it could be possible that we could come up with something to make it a little bit easier, you know, for folks to understand. And unfortunately, this is become one of those things where seeking professional counsel is probably a good idea. But we can't tell people to do that. I mean, you know, that's so. By the way, I did want to ask you, Counselor, on the love-hate ratio, where do you think it is with lawyers? Remember the gentleman said some people love us and other people hate us? You know, where do you think it is?
Oh, everybody loves the lawyers. Come on.
Okay.
I do want to ask Mr. Link one thing. On the CU 1641, the neighboring site where the trucks are stored now, and that's... don't know the relevancy of it to this application, but was that violated before that came in for CU?
I don't think so.
Because I remember sitting here and the buildings were already built.
We can check the records.
Before we had the...
because he had the his office and storage facility was just 2 miles away or whatever.
Yeah.
And it may have been, but I need to pull
the buildings were built because it was AR1 and they can be built as ag buildings.
But we could pull the record and see. It could have been.
Well, I looked at the site. I remember going in there. Gentlemen, I'd like to make a motion for deferral of change of zone number 1678 for further consideration by the commission and my consultation with Mr. Robertson.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1678 Byram Farm LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.